You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my old friend, Shelley Bloom. Hey, Shelley, I tipped everybody off that you sold me my bar mitzvah suit, but things have changed a little in Wynwood since then, haven't they?
Well, if you want to come over here, it already cost you about $500 a foot to buy a building. When you bought your bar mitzvah suit, it was probably $19 a foot.
Yeah, don't let anybody in on how much money I'm making in your neighborhood, Shelley. But tell me a little bit about what you got going on there. You know, I came in, I lost all that weight with Dr. Victor Franks and Tarek Maddox, the trainer. I needed a whole bunch of new clothes, and you set me up with all kinds of stuff. And it just, you know, not only is it good looking, but I actually could afford it for a change.
Well, you know, James, from your bar mitzvah till now, it's only about 40 years. But you're a good PR man, and we appreciate it. And since we've been in business for only 50 years, that's right, 50 years, we kind of see a little bit of everybody. One of the executives of the Marlins was in yesterday, and we don't particularly like too much talk, but we like buying. And another wonderful customer from, we don't want to tell you how many years he's been around. So we kind of see a little bit of everybody and everything that's happened, and especially Wynwood, which has become a very, very hot commodity, as you know. It's the revival. You know, if you come here on a weekend, there's only maybe 100,000 young people going to the different clubs and the arts and whatever you have in this area. And it's gotten a great, great results for us. We're just moving along. Like I say, when you're in business 50 years, it's pretty difficult how to measure it when people say, "What's cooking?" You know, it's like a class reunion.
Well, Shell.
And what, Jim?
Well, Shell, is there more trend towards casual, more trend towards suits? Three-piece suits was making a comeback. What's hot right now for the business executive in South Florida other than the temperature?
Well, other than the temperature, I would say we sell 5,000 suits a year.
Jeez.
So we're across the board. I would say we're probably, for our space, we're probably the largest, most active men's store selling suits. We just had some lawyers in earlier today. And again, Jim, being in business for 50 years, someone said, I haven't been here in about 10, 15 years, but my son is graduating law school, so I thought it would be a great place to go. And naturally, my manager, who's a lot smarter than I, said, "Where have you been?" "Oh, well, we went to this place, we went to that place, and then we went to another two places." And they're crazy with the prices on fine wool suits. So he said, "You know what? Let's go back to Shelley Bloom. I haven't seen him in a while, and I remember when he was a court reporter when he was a young guy, and I was in the a young lawyer, and I know he's been at owner Fashion Clothiers for the past 50 years." So anyway, he came in, and I would honestly tell you that they were shocked at our prices. All wool suit, a fine wool suit, not just a wool suit, a fine, great construction, lightweight, and I won't go into the super 120s and the 130s.
Yeah,
the
beyond my comprehension.
Well, it's beyond anybody's comprehension. But when you sell super this and super that, unless you're buying Canali for $3,000 or $2,000, that makes sense. So without going any further into the finer aspects of what doesn't make any sense, you put this, it's like food, Jim. You put the suit on, if it feels good, it's got to be good. Because you're the only one who knows if it's good.
Well, Shelley, what I noticed when I went out shopping for men's clothes, I hadn't done it in quite some time, and I went to the first place that I used to go, and it was the Brooks Brothers store in Bal Harbour, and they didn't sell anything that I wanted to buy because they went totally way upscale. And then I went to the places in the Aventura Mall, and they really didn't have anything for me there either. It was all kind of marketed away from me, marketed away from good business wear. It was very difficult to figure out where I could get everything and put it together, get some positive energy from the people that I was working with. And when I went back to you, you know, it took, what, about 20 minutes, not including the time to make the stuff fitted right. You got me in three or four pairs of different pants, a whole bunch of jackets. I mean, it was awesome because you don't just sell suits here. You sell all kinds of stuff.
That's true. We're a full-fitting suit operation from 99 to 1,000. And, you know, Jim, what the beautiful thing is, and unfortunately it's a culture shock when you haven't been purchasing better clothing, and you, like you say, you went to Aventura. First of all, there's no more Barons, there's no more Surreys, and there's no more Lansons. There's no more Forum. There's no more Sims. That's only $250 million a year in retail. But Shelley Bloom has been able to make it for 45 years in, I would say, a quite a maligned area over the years. But meanwhile, I'm still here. I would say 5,000 units a year is kind of large. So that's where I'm being the peacock in this little interview. And one of the things is, as you know, let's just start with the pants you bought from Italy. And as you said to me, Shelley, these are $275. I don't want them. I said, no, Jim, that's the retail price. We give you comparatives. It's going to cost you $175. You say, come on, give me six. Well, let's do the math. Let's just say 250 times six is 1,500, and you paid 170.
You know, it was just amazing. You know, I was just going through because I knew you were going to be on the show today, and I went through and I put together the custom pants that I had bought for, I don't know, $800, $900, I don't know how much I paid. And then I went and I put them right next to what I got from you for $179. And I said, oh, my God, it actually fitted better at this point. You know, it's just great. Now, Shelley, what do you got coming up in the next few weeks over the summer? Things are kind of slow in town, but it's a great time to build your wardrobe. I usually use this time of year to build my wardrobe. What's coming up at your place this summer?
Well, let's put it this way. We probably sell the nicest jean, the lightest cotton denim you've ever seen in your life. It's from Germany. Wow. It's incredible. They get $225 at Sawgrass, and we're $139. It's a jean called Alberto Jeans, A-L-B-E-R-T-O. So I think we're in pretty good shape. We only have 1,000 of them. Every single color, I would say from 31 to 44 in jeans. It is absolutely, it's not a jean that fits like you can't breathe. It's like a good pair of Italian pants. So that's the highlight of what we're doing. And naturally with the beautiful cotton shirts, and now it's checks and stripes. And as long as it's cotton, you can breathe in South Florida. And in addition to that, our shoe department, which we do one fantastic shoe, which is called Meslin, M-E-Z-L-U-N, in all better stores. You'll find them in the malls. They're about, I don't know, $275, $375, and we have a deep discount on that. So what's happening for the guy who isn't into suits, and again, I say we do sell quite a bit of suits, and we are on sale. We already start our Father's Day sale, and we're, I would say, 50, 60% off on better suits, where you can come to my store and get a good, when I say good, I mean an extremely good-fitting wool suit for less than $300, probably around $275, $280, which they sell in better stores. And I don't know what better stores are around anymore, unless you want to talk about Bloomingdale's, Bloomies, or you want to talk about Canali. And Canali is only $2,200 to $3,000. And Bloomingdale's, I'm sure, is $1,200, $1,300. And again, one of the things that I like about my operation is that you're not going to get a blue, black, brown, and gray, and that's it in your size if you're a 46, 48, or 50, or whatever size it may be. I have thousands of better suits.
Well, Shelley, I need you to come back next week, and you know, in the following weeks, I want to talk, you know, specifically about the kind of things that you've got there. But we talked in general. You know, we're only got about 30 seconds left. We're always talking about you're in Wynwood. I know you're on the famous Fifth Avenue in Wynwood, but you know, where exactly, and how do people get a hold of you? Telephone, address, that kind of stuff.
Well, we're at 2650 Northwest 5. The address, the telephone number is 305-573-5890, 305-573-5890, and it'd be nice to speak to some of the old guys. We've been here for 50 years, so we've got guys, their grandchildren are here, and it's nice to see the old people show up. I'm only here 5 days a week instead of six, but my manager, Mr. Tony Pitch, who's a lot better at this than I, and we have a nice staff that would be more than happy to help you.
Well, Shelley, thank you so much for coming on the show, talking a little bit about it. I want to talk in future shows about where you get these great discounts and how you get your supplies and stuff like that. But for today, I want to thank you very much for joining our team. Again, Shelley, what's the phone number and the address?
305-573-5890. The address is 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue. In the Miami Fashion District.
You are the best, Shelley. Thank you so much for keeping me well-dressed, and I'm hoping that my friends will come and check you out as well. Oscar, take us away. We'll be back with Gary Press talking about wealth in South Florida. Back after this.
trying to get to the other side. Yesterday was slowly fading. I've been waiting now forever for this ride.
Are you an event marketer?